Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 3 o'clock. Sell me this pen. So I want to sell you something. And it is how much I trust Holmes with the draft that I would actually support the following. So we know it's silly season. We know the mock drafts are everywhere. But I've seen a couple that have come out in recent days, where a certain player was available to the Detroit Lions at 29, and they passed on him. And I said, wait a minute. No. I actually would advocate taking this player. And it's not a need, because we all know Brad Holmes has said, I don't draft for need. I take the best available player. And I thought about in recent days, things that have happened with the Lions, that Josh Reynolds is gone, and that Brock Wright will be leaving most likely, correct? Unless they've done some unforeseen match to the San Francisco 49ers. By the way, congrats on Brock Wright. You'll have a ton of fun together. But here's my point. The player at 29 that is available to the Lions that I would actually support Brad Holmes taking is none other than tight end out of Georgia, Brock Bowers. Now, work with me on this before you go, oh, my God, you can't take it. Why? First and foremost, do you have a wideout 3? No. Second of all, have we seen teams using multiple tight ends that are high-end? Eagles with Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert before becoming a serial killer. Patriots with Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski. Oh, we've seen it. Brock Bowers is far more split out from the formation than tight to the formation. And if I give Ben Johnson, Bowers, and Laporta, I give Jared Goff, Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Bowers, Laporta, Gibbs, Montgomery, Alito line. Why can't they? Don't the Lions run 2 personnel? Don't they use multiple tight ends? Hey, look, it's Ralph Zylstra. Hey, look, Brock Wright. Hey, look, Sam Mitchell. Wait, that was the coach of the T-Wolves. Whatever, the kid from Toledo.
Yeah, we don't have to do the whole I'm eligible. You know what? We don't have to play games. We just got 2 tight ends.
But this shows you how much I trust Brad Holmes. That if they took a tight end at 29, now Bowers is not a tight end. He's a weapon. Just like Kyle Pitts wasn't a tight end, he's a weapon. That while it's not a need, or while I don't think it's the best thing they could do, if Brad Holmes did it, I'd support it. So my question is, am I a Brad bot as it relates to the draft? Is that an insanely stupid idea? That if Brock Bowers is there at 29, I'm taking him. I think he's fabulous.
No, I don't think you're a Brad bot. As a matter of fact, it's one of those where you shouldn't get it. You know, you shouldn't really get invested in a player because chances are that player won't go to your team.
Correct.
But every year there is some guy who just falls and there's no answer. But if Brock Bowers is sitting there at 29, I would say I would run up to the podium and make the pick. But I would have to do my due diligence and make sure, did this man just murder somebody? Did he just do something stupid right that I don't know about?
He shows up like Lieutenant Dan.
Right. Like, right. Did something happen? Why is he still here? Because I'm about to make the phone call.
Right.
And in the next 2 minutes, if nobody convinces me not to, he's going to be a Lion.
But think about it. I am sitting here saying that Brad Holmes could take a tight end at 29, and I wouldn't blink.
Well, I said take a wide receiver, especially with the new rules.
No issue.
Make your strength stronger. You can't tackle anybody anymore. You can't go high. You can't go low. You can't go at the knees. It's pass interference like 50% of the time. Yes, you already improved your O-line. Adding another target for Jared Goff will only make this team better. You were one of the top offenses, and you upgrade.
Who do you double? Who do you double?
You can't.
Who are you going to take away? Look, guys, I'm not telling you it's number one on my list. I'm saying that if these mock drafts, in any way, shape, or form, are communicating that a player like Bowers is falling. By the way, do you know where Bowers ended up in these mocks?
Where?
Kansas City.
So the Lions passed on him.
Uh-huh. I'm saying I trust Brad Holmes enough that if he went with this, look, they have them taking Kool-Aid McKinstry at 29. Also wouldn't have an issue. I'm making a point to you that while other GMs would do it, I think you could criticize it. I would feel a trust in Brad Holmes. Hey, he deems this player to be a top 15 talent. We're going to take him. We're going to hand him to Ben Johnson. Figure it out. Because I tell you right now.
Well, I'll just put it like this. In your scenario, I think it's great. If he passed, I would seriously be like, why? Because you get an opportunity, as you stated, to run two tight ends, go out with your two receivers, to go with your two running backs, to go with your elite offensive line. Okay, you maybe won't be able to put Browers in as a blocking tight end, but LaPorta can do that. He did it all season long. This, to me, would be a no-brainer. Now, it's unconventional because nobody's thinking tight end because you have LaPorta. It just means that there's now going to be opportunity for both guys, and it may be games where LaPorta has seven catches, and then the next game, Brock Bowers has seven catches. You just pick your poison. So, no, I'm all for this. If he's there, you take him. If he passes, now I got some issues.
No, I wanted to ask. Because, again, there's very little they could do at 29 where I would say, Brad, what are you doing? You know, if he took a running back, if he took a quarterback, that's really about it. Anything else, I would go, all right, he thinks this is the best guy. We'll figure it out. And, look, I know the Lions run a ton of three wide out. I know that it wouldn't be optimal. I guess I'm asking you to tell me what your level of trust is in Brad Holmes in a matter of 3 weeks when the Lions step to the podium and make that pick at 29. It would take a lot for me to not like it. And these mocks where Bowers is available, I go, well, maybe this is the line you draw in the sand. Like, wait, I'm okay taking a tight end? Now, A, I've already said it. He could be your third wide receiver. He operates away from the formation. He runs wide receiver routes. He's different than Sam LaPorta. Mm-hmm. Not that LaPorta's not a great receiver. No, it's that Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez were different. Not only did one not kill people, but the one was a better vertical threat, and one was a better contested catch guy, better blocker, better inline tight end.
Right. For the old heads out there, kind of a Tony Gonzalez type.
Yes. Yeah. I just would love to know where you guys are at with it. 248-539-9797. Now, before we get to the callers, go ahead. David, Kenny, I'll be your pinata. Am I out of my mind?
I don't think you're being a Brad bot. I think that's off the table a little bit. I think primarily because he actually has a little bit of a resume now drafting players. If that is who he assesses as best player available, you're right. Unless he does something absolutely loony, I think you just got to say, you know what? The guy's doing it right. And by the way, that makes your offense look absolutely terrifying, especially when you factor in the run game on top of it.
And isn't this an offensive league?
Yes, absolutely. It's no longer you win by defense. It's you win by offense.
And do people have some reservations about Jared Goff paying their quarterback? Okay. Well, how do you take those reservations away? You continue to insulate. Listen, Rico's point about taking a wide receiver at 29, I've never argued it. If Brad Holmes thinks the best player to take there, if the best guy on the board is a wideout, then he's going to take him. I wouldn't be mad because Josh Reynolds is gone. Mm-hmm. And Brock Wright will be gone, which means you're one injury away from putting a garbage can at tight end. So it's this idea that Brock Bowers, to me, is one of the half a dozen difference makers that are available in the first round. Oh, there'll be seven or eight wide receivers that go. I think two of them will work out. Maybe three. Like, there are just not a ton of offensive difference makers. Not a good player, a great one.
So you're saying two would be great.
Yeah, like Marvin Harrison and maybe Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers.
Okay, because I was about to say, I can see a couple of guys being a number two receiver going to a place.
But let's say there's a half a dozen guys that'll go in this first round where you go, okay, that guy's a problem, right? Now, you don't draft him and they turn into Hollywood Brown where you're like, whatever.
Right.
248-539-9797. David, you've been awfully quiet. Go ahead. Don't be smiling at me. Just talk.
It's the idea I love, the name I love. What I have to do is get out of the mindset of thinking, well, they already have a guy. Man. And it is. I know it doesn't matter, but it's tough sometimes when you, oh, well, they already got a corner or they already got this. And this is perfect, though. If he's there, he's the –
But see, David,
maybe the best player in the draft.
That's the one thing I used to love about your Steelers. They had defensive players and just said, you know what? We got great linebacking corps. We're going to take a linebacker.
Add another one.
Wait, but you already got four. I know. We're not going to have five. So we're going to take a linebacker with the first
pick. And this would help every Detroit Lions fan that says, well, Jared Goff can't throw it deep. Okay, fine. Now he has two tight ends, St. Brown and Jameson Williams, who'll throw every so often deep.
He doesn't even need to throw it deep.
He doesn't.
He also can throw it to Jahmyr Gibbs.
There you go. I like the idea.
Right. That's like, yeah, if he's there, man, I need 2 minutes for somebody to do a quick Google search. What did this man do last night? Is he in a bong mask? What happened? Check the police reports. Check every place. I need to know.
I know. It happens every year, though, doesn't it?
Right.
Somebody falls in the draft, and you go, why?
Somebody goes too high. Somebody falls way too low. And, yeah, but if that's the case and he's there after 2 minutes, I think Detroit will be happy because, yeah, you don't have to even play the little shell game with your offensive tackle. And here's Skipper, and you don't have to do that. Guess what? He's going to be 10 times better. No trick plays. We're just going to tell you.
And I understand.
These are the two tight ends you can't cover but one.
Before you call up and yell at me, and I don't have it in front of me, I'm just spitballing, but work with me. I know they're primarily a single back, single tight, three wide team. Let's say they do that about 60% of the time. You know what they're doing the other 20, 25%, biggest chunk? They're running 12 personnel.
But see, I think
single back, two tight end.
But see, I think Ben Johnson would evolve. If he had that, he would come up with new offensive plays, with new schemes and new systems saying, I never thought that I would have two good tight ends.
Right.
So guess what I'm doing this summer? I'm throwing out the playbook and coming up with a brand new one.
And I'll tell you this. You know, if you run 21, 22, 23% of your sets running 12 personnel, you're going to be right in that top 10 range in the NFL in usage. So if I'm top 10 using two tight ends in the league, and one of my tight ends is walking out the door to San Francisco, and this guy is not, there's no redundancy here. He is a different player than Sam Laporta. Does that make me a Brad bot or a visionary, if you will? I'm kidding about the last part. I just wanted to have a conversation.
I say it would make you damn lucky if he's there.
248-539-9797.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, unleash the hounds. Let's see how much of a bleep hole I am. Mock drafts have Brock Bowers available to you at 29. Out of the box thinking with Reynolds gone, with Brock Wright likely gone, and with my immense trust in Brad Holmes. Does endorsing the selection of Brock Bowers at 29 make me a Brad bot? Or can you work through it? By the way, I looked this up. I'm on my game, even though it's the offseason. Lions ranked number 12 in football last year in 12 personnel. So they use it a lot. And if you had another weapon that wasn't, you know, Bobby Zylstra or whatever his name is, or the kid from Toledo is never healthy, or Brock Wright, geez, what would handing Ben Johnson another weapon look like? Especially one that I could split out wide from the formation. Man, that's how much I trust Brad Holmes. So let's get to it. You want the texts or the calls?
Let's go to the
people. He wants the calls. Let's he knows I'm going to get shredded. So Rico's like, ooh, open the buffet. Nah. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know what, Mike? I get goosebumps thinking about that suggestion because Brock Wright is going to set up absolute mismatch fits for linebackers. He's big enough and strong enough and too fast for him, and he's way too big and strong for the D-backs to cover him. He's got more versatility, and I'm kind of feeling like I get this vision of Calvin Johnson again a little bit, you know, having that kind of big, strong guy downfield. I'm all about it. Let's get him on our squad. That would be fabulous.
So let me ask you this question. All right, we're on the same page there that we trust him enough that if he took Bowers at 29, you'd be like, all right, I can rally behind it. What could he do where you'd question it?
I guess if you're looking at the needs, he doesn't draft for need. I get that. But if a need comes up that's also a competitively player that is a kind of like a luxury pick, right? I would want to get an edge rusher, you know, somebody that we have a little bit of depth because who knows if Davenport's going to be healthy all season long or how many games he's going to play. I think we need some more depth there and somebody that, you know, maybe midseason can plug in and kind of be like another.
But Matt, what I'm asking you is on draft night, what would make you go, oh, hell no.
Oh, well, no, hell no would be another running back.
Okay. Okay.
And another quarterback.
Okay.
We don't need any running backs. We don't need quarterbacks. That would just make me lose my mind.
I was about to say running back, quarterback, and probably any type of kicker, punter or kicker.
Yeah, like if someone went full Janikowski.
Yeah.
What year was that with the Raiders? Was that 2001? Or was it prior to that? They took Janikowski.
I remember.
David, can you check on that? Well, it was like 17th overall or something. It was crazy. Let's go to Dean out in Milford. Dino, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Dean, welcome back. What's up?
Yeah, I haven't called in a while. But the reason why I'm calling is you asked if you were a Brad bot.
Yes.
So I am only bringing this up based on what you have set as a standard as people have called in about the Red Wings.
Okay.
And as what it appears to be your standard, so correct me if I'm wrong. In my opinion, based on what you were saying, you're either a Brad bot or you're a hypocrite. Because the Red Wings fans have been coming at you with, oh, it's okay, let Steve Yzerman do what he does because of what they've seen him do in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing the same thing with Brad. Yes, I realize the differences. They're different teams. It's not the same thing. But that's the standard in their head and what they're going with. So if that's their standard and how they feel about what his process is, then, yeah, they may be a bot. But I think whether or not you're a bot isn't bad. It's whether or not you're delusional.
Ah. So then, okay, I'll play by your rules. Then I would be a Brad bot. Because basically his – no, I can cop to it with the draft. He's done so well with the draft, it's very difficult for me to find something to get upset about, Dean. So, like, the Brock, the Brock Bowers thing is this idea that I thought you guys in listener land would be like, all right, bridge too far, tight end. I'm selling it to you as something I could get behind. My issue with Iserman is, for all of the drafting and alleged genius, only two of his draft picks play. There's a bit of a difference.
Nope, and I got you 100%. That's the delusional part that comes into play, right?
Got it. Yeah. Then
you can be a bot, but have common sense.
Let me
be a bot and be delusional.
Let me ask you the question. What could Brad Holmes do at pick 29 that would upset Dean and Milford?
Honestly, it's what you guys have said. Like something completely nonsensical, like a running back or a quarterback or a kicker. Like right. Everything else, like, he hasn't shown me a reason to have any opinion other than, okay, let's see what you do, and then let's see what they do.
I'm with you. No, Dean, I'm with you. And again, free agency, I don't have the Brad Bot mentality. I don't think he has that credibility. I think with the draft, he does.
Yeah, he does. Oh, by the way,
what's
2000.
Up?
He was taking 17th pick in 2000.
All right, at least I remember the pick, and I was off by 1 year. I'm still okay. It's the off season. I'm still in. I haven't fallen apart. But no,
dude, when you can get a pick from 24 years ago, you're okay.
Wait till people get a load of the NBA draft game you and I were playing.
Oh my goodness.
We'll do that in the lead up to the draft. I wish the people could have seen this because a lot of executives now are calling this NBA draft the worst draft in history. So I gave Rico my version of the worst draft, which was the 2000 draft. It was that's going to be like Stump the Stony. We're going to have fun with that in the lead up to the draft. Let's continue with the people. I want to stay somewhat timely. Mock drafts now, you're starting to see Brock Bowers available to you at 29. Not only would I be tolerant of it, I'd endorse it. Is that me being a Brad bot, or is this a creative pre-draft idea? Bowers and Laporta together. Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Bowers, Laporta, Gibbs, Montgomery, elite O-line, Ben Johnson, Super Bowl, parade down Woodward, dreams come true, people die happy, 97-1.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, David, give me a few ticket texts. We'll get to the people to find out if I'm a Brad bot as it relates to the draft.
Yeah, Mike, if Bowers is available and they don't take him, I would be upset with Brad. Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Laporta, and Bowers with Montgomery and Gibbs in the backfield, that's a scary good offense.
Doesn't it feel Super Bowl good?
I don't know about that.
Why not?
Well, especially because most of your people are controllable money-wise. St. Brown is the only one that you're really going to be paying because everybody else on rookie deal. Well, Montgomery's on a 1 year deal, so you're okay.
I mean, it's just clearly an upgrade. You're losing Brock Wright for Bowers.
Yeah, I'm just saying these mock drafts have him available. Now, Rico's right. You know, we have to make sure he doesn't show up with one leg or something. It's more about, look, does it make me out of my mind that if Brad Holmes said, this is the best player, I absolutely would not only accept it, but I would advocate it.
Mike is absolutely insane, but I love this idea. defense will have fits with this offense. Definitely, yes. Take Bowers and run to the booth.
How would you stop this team? How would you ever stop them? Vertical threat? Check. Jama. Big-bodied possession tight end? Check. Laporta. Elite, uncoverable man-to-man slot weapon guy, Amon-Ra. Top five wideout in the game, in my opinion. Check. Freak show, tight end that's not a tight end, but not a wide receiver, but does a little bit of both. Guy, thing. Check. Bowers. Explosive running back, Alvin Kamara, light. Pre-Vegas fight. Check. Jahmyr Gibbs. Elite O-line. Check. Quarterback who can deliver it on time and accurately. Check. How do you stop him?
You'd have to pressure Goff. That's about it.
And pray. You'd have to pray they drop the ball like Josh Reynolds.
That seems too simple.
Oh, how's that spicy chips treat you now?
It wasn't the chips.
You're a liar.
It was the lemonade.
Those are hot.
It was the lemonade.
The man's over here trying to, I got you a dollar. I go, I don't want none of that cyanide potato chips he's eating.
It was the lemonade.
Whatever those things are. Let's get to the people.
It just seems too easy, though. I mean,
I know. We'll go to Justin, 97.1. Hi, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Justin? How are you?
Good, my man. Are you a Brad bot? Maybe a little bit, but I am too, and that's all right. I kind of think of a time when the New England Patriots had a said person who went a little cuckoo, but Aaron Hernandez and Gronkowski.
Right.
I remember they were very young, but those two tore it up for a little bit together.
Right, and I've already said, you were 12th in the league in 12 personnel last year. Imagine handing this toy to Ben Johnson. I mean, look at how you could attack people, the mismatches. And if Reynolds is gone, and if Brock Wright is gone, wouldn't this be the marriage of best available and need?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If Brock Wright is gone, and Bowers, if it's a big if, is available, to me, position player outside of the quarterback, he is the second or third best offensive weapon that's in this draft.
See, that's maybe how we all viewed it, and Rico's right. There, it's like, okay, where's the bloody limo? What's going on here? Why is he available at 20? He had the tightrope surgery on his ankle. He came back to play. He didn't blow out a rotator cuff as a quarterback. He doesn't have a spinal injury. What? I don't understand what's happening here.
I don't either. But
he
came
back to play and looked good. So yeah.
Yes.
But I think the only way that the Lions could be bad, if you self-destruct like Philly, because Philly had all of those pieces last year. They were supposedly going to run it back.
There. You know what happened there.
They got into a fight, and their security guy.
Ah, and both coordinators, both Steichen and Gannon.
Fair.
And Sirianni is a fraud with a punchable face. Big Fair. Facts. Then Dom DeSandro. Then the locker room stuff. And you just hate to see it.
Listen, they checked all the boxes, including the quarterback.
If you wanted a team collapse, the Eagles checked every box. They failed every safety check. Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. Am I insane or am I a Brad bot? Where are we?
You know what? I love the Brock Bowers pick, and I'm with Rico that if they didn't make the selection on the spot, run to the podium, I would actually be mad. And the reason why I say that is twofold. Like, it's more than just naming a bunch of names. If he's on this offense, we're unstoppable. This guy played 52% of his snaps from the slot at Georgia. So this is legitimate receiving threat.
Yep.
If you do that 12 personnel grouping with two tight ends that are both receiving threats, that's going to make it easier to run the ball because if you put up a linebacker and he beats the linebacker, you put up a DB and he dominates the DB. If you got two tight ends like that, that helps us run the ball. I mean, the mismatches on this offense would be ridiculous. I think you'd have both the best tight end tandem in the league and the best running back tandem. So I would be pissed if you didn't, unless like somebody else drops that was clearing away at that same level.
Yeah.
No, you got to run that second end.
Now, and again, the mock I saw, you pass on Bowers and you took Kool-Aid McKinstry. Bowers goes to the Chiefs.
I'd be a little upset. I'd be a lot upset.
Okay.
There are reports that Kool-Aid is lazy and doesn't have a good work ethic, I've read. I don't think that's a Dan Campbell guy.
All I can tell you about Kool-Aid is, for all the accolades and all the hype, every time I watch Alabama, Dallas Turner jumps off the screen way more. That freshman safety they had this year, who now transferred to Ohio State, jumped off the screen a hell of a lot more. Mark, it's a lot of sizzle and less steak to me with Kool-Aid.
Well, see, here's the thing. If they did take Kool-Aid, Mark, that's where Brad Holmes was at for that pro day.
But again, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, he goes there, Gibbs, J-Mo, back-to-back drafts.
Look, we all agree they need a corner. Now, if he has a grade on Kool-Aid or whatever corner, like what this show's not going to do is attach itself to a corner. That's the most laughable. Attaching yourself to a player at 29 is laughable because these mocks don't know what the teams are thinking. These teams will have a grade on a guy, and after the draft, you'll find out by talking to people, the guy was never on our board.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what? Let's float that name out there. Let's get this other guy that we really want to slide down
to
us.
Is that the Giants with JJ?
It could be because
they want Malik Nabers.
Because all of a sudden, you're like, well, I thought, you know, JJ was supposed to go here. He's still on the board. Well, yeah. Because if you're wrong with a mock draft, what's going to happen?
Nothing. Nothing.
So we're going to go through some NFL draft player comps here. So Matt Miller for ESPN went through and basically placed 18 players. He gave them 18 players that are first round grades. You're going to give them player comps. So I'm going to work on the quarterbacks and wide receivers later. I'll give you some of the defensive players here.
This is my favorite way to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're talking draft, NBA especially, I like a comp. Like, who does this guy project to be optimally? Or worst case scenario, like if it's a big man and you're like, well, he could be Tim Duncan. All right, what's the worst case? Olden Polonese. I like this.
Wow.
It sets up some guardrails.
Man, I've heard that name in a long time.
So let's start with the two corners that he grades as first round selections, which is Tarion Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell. Tarion Arnold's comp, Devin Witherspoon.
I mean, Seattle got it right. And guess what? I know you can't give credit to someone when they don't take the player, but if the rumors are true, the Lions coveted Witherspoon. Brad Holmes would in fact have got it right. Witherspoon had a very nice rookie season.
What, Witherspoon with no Gibbs because they traded down.
Right. I think ended up with the better player. But Witherspoon ended up being very good.
Yeah, but Witherspoon's a player that you give a second contract to.
You win. I lose.
Quinyon Mitchell's comparison would be Jalen Johnson for the Bears.
Okay. You're comparing him to an all-pro. And again, just because a player goes to Toledo doesn't mean they're not good. He's a ball hawk. He's a guy who makes plays on the football. But, wow, that's a lofty comp. Do you think when it's all said and done, he's going to be taken in the top 12 picks?
Yes, I do. I think he's going to be that guy. And it's all the measurables. And you know what helps him? Sauce Gardner. Because a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, we didn't think Sauce was going to be that good. He went to a smaller school, didn't go to a Power 5 school, and he turned out to be that lockdown corner. Yeah, he's got the size. He's got the measurables. Yes, I do.
He will be the highest drafted player out of Toledo since?
Running back. No.
Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
And maybe Bruce Gradkowski. Come on, you love your Toledo Rocket, David.
I thought you were going to go Lance Moore. Give me that nightmare all over again.
The glass bowl?
Was it glass house? Bowl?
No one cares.
Did you say glass hole? That's what it sounded like you said there.
Wait,
wow.
What?
It sounded like he said glass hole. All right, let me give you the comparisons for the two edge rushers. that he believes are first-round grades. So Dallas Turner's comp would be Josh Allen for the Jags. And Jared Verse comparison would be Trey Hendrickson.
See, that's real. Okay. That's really interesting because, like, Josh Allen, no one pays attention to because he's in Jacksonville. He has had a tremendous season. See, Verse, maybe this is the knock on
the kid. Josh Allen, they think the other Josh Allen.
Well, right. But maybe the knock on Verse and why there's such variance, there's just a thought, a differing opinion on the athletic ability, the high twitch quicks, the skill. Because Hendrickson quietly goes about his business. He outworks you. He's consistent. He comes up with big plays, but it's not flashy.
I was about to say he lacks a sizzle. You don't like, ooh, I got to see him play. That could be it. Because he, man, because
I love Verse.
If Verse is one of those guys there at 29.
No, I just, that's the one.
But it's weird because I've seen him in the second round.
I've seen him at
I've seen him in the top 10.
Yeah, 8th, 30th. And you're like, okay, hold on.
Let's get to these receivers because I want to focus on the quarterbacks.
Yeah, hold on. Name the receiver, and then maybe Rico and I can do a comp.
Okay, let's start with Marvin Harrison Jr.
Jesus. I mean, he's not Jamar Chase. He's a different type of player. Maybe
Jefferson.
What about a guy like an A.J. Green?
That is the comp. A.J. Green.
Tall, but not 6'6". Fast, but not Chase. He's just built in a lab, create a player guy. Route running, check. Speed, I got enough of it. Hands, elite. Toughness, yep. He's just
open, always.
Always.
So you mentioned Jamar Chase. There is a comp for Jamar Chase. So what player coming to the draft would be compared?
I'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think it's might be two guys. I think it's Neighbors and Adunze. I think they're both potentially that freak show athlete. Adunze's a better contested catch guy. Neighbors probably has a little bit more of the Tyreek factor.
So Neighbors gets the Steph Diggs comparison because of that.
Oh,
and then
Rome
Adunze does get Jamar Chase.
All right.
So then the last two wide receivers.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let him bask in the glow of this. This is Rome Adunze's uncle. Do you just say it?
No.
Do you believe your godson is the best receiver in this draft?
No, I don't. I think he's one of the top two.
So it's him and Harris.
Him and Harrison. I think that he's more marketable. Harrison's a little bit of a weirdo. I mean, just because he's so standoffish. I'm not going to do. He's not personable. Whereas Rome Adunze does. So I can see him having the endorsements and having these types of things because people generally like him, whereas Harrison is good, but he may be more Calvin Johnson where you didn't really see Calvin doing a lot of ads because he didn't have that personality.
Last two receivers before we get to the quarterbacks, Brian Thomas, comparison T. Higgins, and Adonai Mitchell, comparison George Pickens.
You mean A.D. Mitchell.
Thank you. Stop using this fake name.
Look, his mama named him
A.D. Mitchell for years. I'm not changing it now.
I know. Just going with what they say.
Government name.
It's like the whole Mike Stanton.
They have to announce him with the government name.
Like, Mike Stanton, Giancarlo Stanton. You're like, what happened here? Those two names aren't even close. It's like after all these years knowing you, you're like, Mike, I'm actually going by Bernard now. What?
Hey.
You're David.
The man goes by the name of Todd Duckett now.
TJ?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's TJ.
He's Todd.
Well, first of all, where? Like, why would I ever care?
I'm just saying.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Oh, okay. Let's move on to the
court. I'm saying, like, I lose track of college athletes. Yes. I don't know where the guy is.
He's alive. He's a motivational speaker.
Comparison, Caleb Williams. You have one. You want to guess the comparison?
Caleb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to think. Who's a quarterback that throws a lot, takes a lot of chances, and is lucky?
I mean, Mahomes would be one. You could say older school. You could say Aaron Rodgers.
Ding, ding, ding. Aaron Rodgers.
Old
is
school A. Rodge.
I was going to say Brett Favre, but okay.
Yes.
Similar, yes.
Yes. I think that all applies.
You just sit there and watch the game like, how in the world did he make that pass?
See, that's Mahomes for me more than anything else. But it used to be Rodgers. Remember when Rodgers used to run around and flip the ball 50 yards downfield to Jordy Nelson?
See, Mahomes seems more of skill. Like, that just seems luck. I never bought into the fact. I just like, this man's luck. And watching Caleb, luck, 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 luck.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels.
Lamar.
Yeah, that's easy.
Is that unfair?
That's easy.
No, it's just the raw athleticism. Like, even when I went and watched him play this year, I know they weren't playing some great opponent.
I watched him play.
But there is a value that if you see a guy with athletic ability like that, they look different.
Hey,
it feels different.
Never count him out on 4th and 19.
Yeah.
Maybe Mike Tressel could brim his hat a little more while having Joe Bocci alone as a spy. I just think Jaden Daniels moves at a different speed.
No, he does.
Glides.
He does.
It's very scary.
Finally, Drake May.
There's a little bit of Josh Allen there for me.
That's who I was going to say.
He's not 6'5", 240, but he is 6'3", 230. He can run it. He's got toughness. He makes some stupid errors. Who do they comp him to?
Think Michigan State bowl game. He didn't look good in this bowl game,
I don't know. We don't make many of them.
Oh, Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. Because Herbert even liked the Rose Bowl. He ran it for 2 touchdowns. He was awful throwing it against Wisconsin. And I'm like, Rico, this is the guy you're sponge bathing?
Yeah.
Rico ended up right.
Not about being right.
What about J.J. McHarthrob?
He did not get a first-round grade from Matt Miller, so he's not
what
on here.
What is J.J.'s comp? Don't slander.
Then you know what? I'll just say 97-1. Because I was, you know what? As of right now, it may be Lance.
The opinions of Rico Beard do not represent those of anyone else on this station.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.